Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
All right, 7:21 is the time. John Hancock and Michael Kelly are joining us here, as they always do at this time on Sunday morning. Gentlemen, thank you for being here.
Good morning.
Of course, we are marking the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks yesterday. And Michael, I want to ask you your thoughts as we pass this 20th anniversary mark on that horrific day.
Yeah, obviously a horrific day. You know, we were on with Dave Glover on Friday, and Dave was expressing his frustration. It feels like 20 years later, we pulled out of Afghanistan and things haven't gotten better. I don't know. I personally, when I look at September 11th, you can't help but think of the Afghan war, and then now the recent pullout of Afghanistan, the terrible division that exists in our country. 4,000 Americans died on 9/11. We all rallied together. Hundreds of thousands of Americans are dying from COVID right now, and we're not fighting a virus, we're fighting with each other. In the same week, we saw thousands upon thousands of St. Louisans line up in support of our fallen Marine. I don't know, I'm really mixed on where we're at, but I know the inherent good and unity of the United States is in all of us. I just wish it'd come out.
Yeah, John Hancock, Michael touched on a lot of things there, and one of the things I wanted to touch on was our response, the war on terror and Afghanistan first. Do you think that it was worth going into Afghanistan? And then also remember, as part of the war on terror, we went into Iraq, and the pullout and where we stand now. Did we gain anything in the last 20 years?
Well, we took the battle to them instead of fighting it on our soil. I do think we gained that. We had, until a few weeks ago, we had an air base 400 miles from China that we relinquished. I'm sorry to see that. But, I think we did achieve some objectives. Of course, in the Obama administration, we captured and killed Osama bin Laden, finally. And, you know, and there have been many successes along the way. There was an ISIS footprint in the Middle East that occupying territory. That's gone. It may come back, but it's gone. So, yeah, I think there have been some successes and certainly frustrations along the way as well.
Now, Michael also talked about the division today and some of the things that are happening here at stateside. And we'll hear later on this morning that when talking about today's top terror threats, a lot of experts agree that it's domestic. John, what do you consider today's top terror threat?
Well, I think there's no question about that. And former President Bush gave some remarks yesterday in Pennsylvania. I don't know if you guys had a chance to listen. It was a 9-minute speech. It was outstanding. And he talked about that. And he talked about how the same sentiment that would destroy our institutions, whether it be from over the sea or within our own border, is the same spirit in of evil. And it was a very good, well-thought set of remarks, I thought, from former President Bush.
Michael, what do you think of today's top terror threat?
Well, we heard it yesterday from President Bush. I'm encouraged that John heard it and saw it and believed it. There was no doubt about who George Bush is concerned about, and that's this extreme right element that exists that brought us the insurrection on January 6th. We've got to find some way to no longer accept these outsiders and really jointly condemn that. And unfortunately, We're not seeing that from the leadership of whatever is left of our Republican Party in this country. And I was encouraged that George W. Bush is leading a fight against insurrectionists.
John Hancock, as a former leader of the Republican Party in Missouri, what do you think of what Michael just said about leading Republicans are not standing up enough against those who, for instance, went to the Capitol on January 6th?
Yeah, it's a mixed bag, isn't it? I think the future of what the Republican Party looks like is very much hanging in the balance right now. The midterm election should be good for the party. And out of that, we'll see if there are new voices of leadership that emerge. Perhaps there will be, perhaps there won't. And then, of course, you turn the page to the 2024 presidential nomination, which I think in terms of the Republican Party's future, that may be one of the most significant moments in recent history.
I want to turn my attention now, our attention, to the president's announcement this week about the vaccine or test mandate for employers over 100 employees. They have to either get their employees vaccinated or have them tested. Michael Kelly, what do you think of this step?
Well, I think this is a huge play by President Biden. And let's not forget that Joe Biden is president today because of COVID. People wanted rational leadership. And unfortunately, we've seen this polarization in our country, fighting the vaccine, fighting wearing masks. And I think what you're seeing right now is a president who knows he's going to be defined by COVID, a guy who's likely not running for re-election, therefore doesn't give a you know what. And I think he's throwing a Hail Mary pass to put everything we can at it. And unfortunately, speaking to that leadership void that exists on the other side of the aisle, rather than embracing it and killing this virus, I fear that we're going to have polarization and continued conspiracy theories.
John Hancock, did Joe Biden go too far?
Yeah. I think everyone should get the vaccine. I've got the vaccine, and I've got no problem with businesses requiring their employees to be vaccinated. I've got no problem with schools requiring and universities requiring their students over 12 to be vaccinated. I've got no problem with any of those institutions having a mask mandate. However, this is the wrong way. The president of the United States should not have this kind of authority. And we've been seeing this now for well over a decade. Both parties, presidents of both parties have, I think, expanded the powers of the presidency to the detriment of the Constitution. And I don't see anything that gives the president unilateral authority to proclaim something like this. They could go through an act of Congress. I'd feel better about it. But, yeah, I do think he's overstepped his authority here.
Do you think any of the challenges, John, will have an impact?
Good. Yeah. It remains to be seen how the courts interpret the constitutionality of this, but I think it is going to be tested, and we'll see what happens.
And Michael Kelly, how do you feel those tests will come out?
Who knows? I think it's silly that John has to say what he just said for the Republican Party these days. These used to be people who embraced science and supported the vaccines and polio. Unfortunately, I mean, we've lost our backbone and the inmates are running the asylum. I mean, this is so simple. We have a cure. It exists. And we have to sit here and make this ridiculous liberty argument when the courts have already ruled on this and we have a proven way out of this. This is what's wrong with our politics today. We're not concerned about each other. We're continuing nonsense. I love my buddy John Hancock. I feel so sorry for him that he's stuck in a party that's just lost its mind.
John, should he feel sorry for you?
No, I'm doing fine. I have been true to my principles throughout all of the craziness of the last several years. And this is a principle. I think the executive power has grown too strong in this country and created an imbalance in the separation of powers that ultimately is not good for the republic.
John Hancock, Michael Kelly. Thank you so much. Have a great Sunday.
See you, boys.
Love.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.